Kumlan la Black Gemara, we're up to the Mem Amid Aleph, the new Pedic. Hoyabaiti. Okay, Hoyabaiti, now you say Bishav Chakidas. We last mission we learned about how they used to intimidate the Aiden, make sure that, you know, they're not in any way lying. Then they used to ask him a number of questions. Hoyabaiti, now you say Bishav Chakidas. They asked him seven Chakidas. And these chakidas are vital to make sure that they can be found liars. The Edom Zayim can come along and say, how can you say that when you weren't there at the time? So in order to do that, we have to be very definitive. The Mem Amar Aleph, the Mishnah. I didn't say, you said it.
You said the right thing.
Okay, you're right. Chotasi. Ha'yibayki noise b'shavah chakidas. They checked him out with seven different questions, and it goes as follows. Eizah Shavuah, which Shemitah was it? Be'ezah Shana, which year? Be'ezah Chodesh, which month of the year? Be'kama, be'chodesh, which day of the month? Be'ezah Yom, which day? And be'ezah Shah, which hour? Taste already in Pesachim asked him. We'll see him in a few days now. What's the point of asking which day and which chaydish? Even if he changes his mind, it's kimish higit shuvin chayzer magid. So what's the point? And Taisa answers that kol man, they didn't. One answer is kol man, they didn't finish their full edus. It's the edus isn't complete yet. Except we'll learn soon. A day you're allowed to make a mistake. One day. Be'ezah Shah, the big chiddush is there's no clock, and yet they knew exactly what hour it is from the looking at the moon, the angle of the sun. Be'ezah Mokim, and most importantly, where did it take place? Rabbi Yosi says they go further. They know they don't have seven; they have only a few questions. Be'ezah Yom, which day? Be'ezah Shah, which hour? Be'ezah Mokim, which place? That's sufficient. Then we ask him a few other questions. Makidim Atem Oisa, do you know this person? As Rashi explains, is he a Eid or is he Hagoy? Actually, it's important to Rashi. Look at Rashi. Makidim Atem Oisa. It's about 10 lines lower than we are right now. The victim. Maybe he's a goy. And if he's a goy, we don't bring you to court. We don't try you. The zoo and this. Now, we have, in the Mishnah, we have chakidas and we have bedikas. Chakidas are the vital questions of place. And the bedikas are, you know, color and everything else. And by bedikas, we say, if you say you don't know, it doesn't matter. By chakid, if they don't know, we throw the whole case out. But by bedikas, if they contradict each other, then they fall out. But otherwise, if they don't know, they don't know. So Rashi comes along, and now bedikas are what color shirt was he wearing, and the size of the edge, the end of the figs. Rashi now says here that these two questions, which is makidim atam oisa, do you know if he's eat or goy, or did you give him hasra? Rashi says here. This is not from the chakidus of Hazama. Ella, what is it then? Kechol shah bedikas. It's like any other bedika. Eina ella hachish. Over here, the only time it's a problem is if they contradict each other. Maybe he won't agree with his friend. The edus will fall out. Vehu vehem p'turin. Avol min hachakidus shel Hazama. It comes to chakidus. Iyat ha-moitzi yaisi meshiva seven gemara gemara. And everybody asks him this Rashi. So if they say they don't know, because by bedikas, if you say you don't, you say you don't know, doesn't matter. So if they say they don't know the guy, if the victim was a Jew or a goy, we're going to kill the murderer. How can you do that? Yeah, it doesn't make sense. So some of the Rishonim you learn is a new concept. There's chakidus, there's bedikas, there's chakidus, and there's drishus, and drishus is in between. Drishus are not the chakidus, but drishus are these questions that are vital to the story. If you don't know the story, we're not going to kill anybody either.
Yimono Yisem. So the only question in order to verify that is only which Beis Mokum Hayah, isn't it?
Yeah. No, it's not with time. If I don't know what time, I was there yesterday. So that's it. Six questions have to do with time to hone in on it, and one is Mokum. But you can't call this Bedikas, because Bedikas, the Mishnah will say, any day, there's no problem. How can you say, if I don't know if the guy is a Yid or a guy, the victim, what do we know? We kill the Ratzeach, we can kill the Ratzeach, or we don't know if he gave Masra or not.
It's very unlikely that they'll ever reach a verdict for the person's chayiv.
Why not?
Because to pass all of these dishes, chakidas, and all these things,
chakidas are pretty straightforward.
And then
what time?
You have to match up exactly. Do you pay attention?
Only you have to match up.
No,
you don't have. Then you just say you don't know. And we allow, there's a certain tolerance level. If it's a mistake, that's allowed. We've seen them even in time. If it's a mistake that we allow, and we're not going to kind of throw it out of bezin. Anyway, this is Shvera Rashi. Back to the Gemara, back to the Mishnah. We asked him, Hisratim, but did you give him Hasro? Ha'ovid Avodah Zarah, for example, if somebody worshipped Avodah Zarah, we asked him, is me Ovid, what kind of Avodah Zarah was it? What did he do? A Okay, and it's very important to know what he did. According to Rashi, it's only bedikas. If he said, I don't know, you're going to kill the guy. Very hard to understand. The more questions he asks, the better it is, because if you can get them to contradict each other, we're trying to help out the perpetrator. When you say, if they just have to tell us what they saw, we already know the Avodah Zarah. They tell us what the statue looks like, we know what it is. There's four Avodahs that applies everywhere. Then you have Pa'oid, Makulis, and each one has their own Avodah.
So when you give them a thing for the Avodah,
we ask him, what was it? Was it Zvicha? Was it Haktaydas? Was it throwing stones? You know, remember, for Makulis, you throw stones. Every Avodah Zarah has a different thing.
Yeah, but when
they
give
what?
Him
that sword, no. They're saying that don't be worship Avodah Zarah, because you're Chayim Misa. That's what they're telling him. Turns out to be that they were wrong, so they're wrong.
Yeah.
Okay, then that won't go to court. Then why am I in court? Yeah, exactly. This is a problem that Tesa had a few blocks before. How can you say there was no din in the fascists 40 years before the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, when Yabiechim Ben Zakkai lived by Churim? No, he was the one who left Yerushalayim. And here's Ben Zakkai was a Boydik and Oig Tzitainim. So other Rishayim answered, why is he called Ben Zakkai and Rabbi Yechanan? Because he wasn't yet Rabbi Yechanan. He wasn't yet the Rabbi Yechanan, which he lived 120 years, Rabbi Yechanan Zakkai. So this was when he was young. What's the difference between B'dikas? Chakidus, Echad, I don't know, ages and tale, we throw out of court. Because how in the world are we going to prove that you're a liar? But B'dikas, Echad, Oymer, any idea, Vafilo Shanaim, Oymer, any, we don't know, Eidus and Kayemis, as long as they don't contradict each other. Echad Chakidus, Echad B'dikas, Bizmanche, Machichins, as if they contradict each other, Eidus and Taylor, we throw it out. Echad Oymer Bishnaim, Bechad, one guy said it happened on the second day of the month, Echad Oymer Bishloisha, Chad, the third day, so they're one day apart. Eidus and Kayemis. Why did Eidus and Kayemis? Because the next question will be, what day of the week? They both say it was a Tuesday. So we know they're talking about the same day. And we explain it. We're saying now he's changing his mind. He doesn't know the day. Because 1 month, you don't know if it's a Chodesh Mole, Chodesh Chasa, you know, how many days a Chodesh was. But if they're 2 days apart, that means you don't know 2 months of Chodesh, that we don't accept. It's what they left. One guy says 2 hours, one guy says 3 hours. One guy says 3 hours, one guy says 5 hours. The Eidus is bottle. Because during the day, if you say it's 7 o'clock in the morning or you say it's 8 o'clock in the morning, people don't know exactly the angle of the sun. They're not such a, so they can make that mistake. But if a guy says it was 8 in the morning, another guy says it was 10 in the morning, the Eidus is bottle, because the sun is way up in the middle, towards the middle of the sky by 10 in the morning. Versus 8 in the morning, the sun just rising. So you can make such mistakes. Again, you see from here that we allow, we know that people are not perfect. We allow mistakes which are acceptable. And certain mistakes are not acceptable. Rabbi Yehuda says that even 2 hours kayemis. But if even Rabbi Yehuda's moida, echad oimer b'chamish, one guy says it was 10 o'clock. The echad oimer b'sheva, one guy says it was 12 o'clock, eidusim b'teila. Because at 10 o'clock the sun is still on the east in the horizon. Sheva is starting to move to the west. It's already in the middle of the sky moving to the west. You can't make such mistakes between noon and morning. Okay, you deal with one witness. Bring the second witness. We check him out. If their words are amassing with each other, they follow each other, then Paischem is chus. Then we, now that the Yanim have to deliberate, the first thing we start is the one who's going to say something, try to find the guy innocent, that we had before. If one of the Eidim says, I want to venture and learn Schus, it says in the Pasuk that the Eid can no longer say anything. We don't listen to the word he has to say. Because it says, Eid Echad L'Yanah Ben, it says in the Pasuk, Eid Echad L'Yanah Ben Nefesh Lomus. So the Chachamim say we put a full stop between Nefesh and Lomus. Eid Echad L'Yanah Ben Nefesh. An Eid Echad cannot say, not like Rabbi Yeshi says that he could say, L'Schus, cannot say anything. You know why? Because we said he's in the Geber Dover. Because really they're lying and they're scared that they'll get caught out. So they want to make sure the guy is found innocent. So now suddenly they're defending him. So they're the Geber Dover. And then we take the word Lomus and we say, that's talking about the Talmidim. The Talmidim cannot get up and say, we have a reason to believe he's guilty. But they could get up and say, we believe that he's innocent. If a Talmud says chayva mishat k'naisa, we don't listen to them. Amar echad tamid yesh l'lam lo v'chul. But if a Talmud says amar lo v'chul, ma'al noisa, we elevate him. Or my shiva noish may place in between them. V'loi ha'yu yedim misham kol ayem kula. And once he said I have chus, they say sat in there all day long, and he has an opinion. He is a voice. He has a vote. Yes. It seems we learned before that Talmidim are included. In this Mishnah here, it seems that he's not included. He is just an opinion, and we listen. It looks like this. If there's substance to what he's saying, then what do you call it? Then Shemulai. We listen to his opinion. We hear his makar. Doesn't sound for me that he necessarily has a vote, but he has an opinion. And if an opinion, he says, I have a makar from this din and this and this din that he should be exonerated. And if the Yonim think that he has a basis to it, then they accept it, and they will pass it accordingly. Even the alleged perpetrator says, I can find myself a schus, shame in life, listen to him as well. And there he has no opinion, no vote. Or bevachi yesh mamaj, but only the substance. They found that he's innocent, patru. Bimlav, if not, they're inclined to say that he's guilty, they don't pass it immediately. We delay until tomorrow, we want to be to leave overnight so that we can work it out. And this is what happens. At the end of the day, all the dayanim leave in pairs, in sets of two. So they continue to debate through the night. If you're about to kill a yid, they have to feel the pain as well. So they reduce their food. They drink wine so they can have a clear mind. They didn't sleep that night. They were up all night debating the issue. We're about to find this guy guilty. Let's see if we can find something about him that makes him innocent. Well, the machras, the following day, mashkimin, they go early, or boin lebezin, cut the bezin. Hamazaka, we had before already, the one who was yesterday said is innocent, the zaka. Mashkimin get up, or they go to shul, hashkin bahar, means you come in early into the bezin house. Hamazaka, ani mazaka, I yesterday was found in mizchus, mazaka, and he came and remained the same. But we told us before that when it comes to determination, he can still change his mind. This is talking about a case where they're continuing to deliberate. Yesterday I found him guilty. I'm still continuing that way. And then in the middle of the debate, you can turn around and want to be zayich. But if you're in the middle of the debate, you cannot turn around and want to be zayich. They don't remember or they made a mistake. While they're speaking, yesterday I found him innocent. The soifrim, the stenographers, they look over there and say, oh, yesterday he said faket, and they remind him. The two soifrim, remember, Rabban holds with two, Rabbi Yehoshua holds with three. Is maskinash, remind him, if they now find him innocent, they send him home. If not, now starts the count. If and if 12 say he's innocent and 11 say he's guilty, then obviously zakah, because achir rabim lahatas, you go after the majority. But if shnei masa mechayiv and 12 find him guilty, v'achad osa mezakin, but 11 find him innocent, we learned before, leiselach achir rabim lerois, you need a majority too. I feel like echad osa mezakin, v'achad mechayiv, v'achad meidei, if even 11, and once I don't know, I feel like esim shnei mezakin, 22 say he's innocent. Or mechayvin or guilty. And we need 23, a bezner 23, and especially this case here, the 23rd person says he's innocent as well. He'll go. So we need a bezner 23. You add in lots of two. The kama meisifin shnayin shnayin. We continue to add two at a time. Yeah. No, the two come from the Talmud we had before. The Talmidim are sitting there and they heard everything. Ad Shivim Ve'echad, until 71. What happens if Shloisha V'Shishim Mezakin V'Shloisha Chamishim Mechayvin? If 36, the majority, find him innocent, okay, no problem. Zakai. What happens if Shloisha V'Shishim Mechayvin V'Shloisha Chamishim Mezakin? Where's your majority of two? And you can't go any more than 71. Then the Donin Eilu Kenegad Eilu, they continue debating. Ad Shiyira Echad Mechayvin Midim Mezakin. One of the guilty ones find him innocent. The rabbi explained before, the Mishnah likes to find talk in a positive way, even though the truth of the matter is, if the other way around, if one of the innocent ones now decide that he's guilty, then he'll be guilty. You have a majority of three for psak. You can change when it comes to final termination. Yeah, no, 37 against 34. No, they find halacha. What halacha are you going to associate with this? This is the Matthias. This is the Matthias. You think that makes him innocent or guilty? That's the Machlekes. The Medayik can agree. Very much so. Because it says Mitzilu Eidim. We got to try. Apart from Yad Pagin, we had before a few tests. Yeah. And we had a machlekes shayin, what it means. It means we don't wait overnight, we kill him straight away, or it means that he goes free. Beautiful sikh with Rebbe there, which is why. How do you know? Your whole idea of chakidis? Where is there seven chakidis? We have in the pasi the following. It says in one pasi with the rashta, and it's all this in this week's parasha. It says with the rashta, the chakarta, the shahalta, hetiv. It says the rashta is one, chakarta is two, and hetiv is three. Shahalta doesn't mean anything. Shahalta means is not chakira. So that's one. And there's hini emdoch hadavar. The next one is, it says, V'oymen, it says, Ba'ir HaNadachas, it says, yeah. Sorry, this one is Ba'ir HaNadachas, this is Pasha HaNadachas, it says, V'shter Rashta, V'chakarta, V'sha'al Tehidah. So, Ba'ir HaNadachas, which the punishment is a Sayif, you need three questions. Then it says, V'oymen, it says another Pasuk, by Avodah Zorah, individual Avodah Zorah, it says over there, who got lecha, you found out that he's doing Avodah Zorah, with Shemaita, with the Rashta hated. This is the Rashta and hated, so that's two. Everything that was true, and then, you know, this terrible thing, abomination happened. And then the Oyman, the third passage, is written by Aiden Zayman, it says, the Doshu HaShayti, and they're all in this week's Pasha. And the Shayti will dash and hated, again, Doshu and hated, another two. So you have three that you have by, you know, Dachas, two by Avodah Zorah, and two by Aiden Zayman. I guess start with three, then we work our way through two. Says the Gemara, the aim. It is in order. Okay. The Gemara, the aim, chada kiriksiva. How do you know to put all them together? Maybe by Eid Mzaymin you have two, maybe by Ida Dachas you have three. And maybe by a Yochid of Avizad, you have two. How do you know to amalgam all seven? Because if the Taylor wants, it's all part of the question that we should have seven. Why not put them all together? The Gemara says, "Kivan de kuli bahadodi ksiv." This is all written in the parasha shaytin near each other. Is mahadodi yalfi? We learn from each other. The kivan the yalfi mahadodi is commanding ksiv b'chadadami. Since we're learning from each other, we're all in the same parasha and they're all next to each other. We learn from each other as if it's all written in one place. It's like seven in one place. What are you talking about? Each case is so different from the next. Remember, the more chakidis you ask, who you're helping when you ask chakidis? The alleged criminal, right? Because the more, if you trip them up, the edim, then he goes free, scot free. So the more chakidis, we're helping the criminal out. So maybe the Gemara is going to say only when it comes to a less severe aveda we have chakidis. Maybe a more severe aveda we want to have chakidis. We want to find the guy guilty. So Freddy Gemara. Iran the dachas lahanatati lo damye. Iran dachas is very different than the other two because Iran dachas has a chumra shekain mamayin apala. The other two, your money is spared. Iran dachas, we destroy all your money as well. Maybe we're machmer over there and we don't do chakidis. Avoiduzora lahanatati damye. Avoiduzora is different than the other ones. Shekain besayif. The other ones, the punishment is only a cherem. What's the punishment of avoiduzora? Skila is much stricter. So maybe over there you did unknown chakidis and you know only have two and that's it. Or Eidim Zayin Lahana Tati Ladami Zayin as well has a chumrah the other ones don't have, so maybe you only have two there as well. Shekain Tzicha Masra Ol Al Avedis, you have to warn. By Eidim Zayin we had in Marukik Suv Daflam Gimel, since they tried to kill a person without any warning, so why in the world should they have a warning? So there's no warning there either. And for the Gemara, you're right. You know how we know that you need all seven? Because by Hativ Yafin, it says in each one of them, it says Hativ. And because Hativ is extra, it's like there, Shava, teach you that whatever's here is there. There's no Hasra, we don't warn, there's no Hasra that if you're going to get caught, you're going to get killed. Look in the Mishnah, Ma'aymin, we don't say that. We're just warning that, you know, you're about to kill a Yid, you know, an innocent Yid, maybe, and, you know, and called the Mechich, and all that kind of stuff. No. The Gemara Ksuv is asked. Remember, the Gemara says, why don't you give Hasra? The Gemara says, when? Amos. Give him Hasra a second before, if you give Hasra 5 minutes before, they'll say, it has to be Tekedib. You give Hasra Tekedib, they'll say, hey, you're ready, don't believe us. So why put my little child's ice? So therefore, we don't do Hasra.
Tell him about it. You only know that there's Zomim when the second Vedas comes.
Yeah, but if you're going to scare them too much, it has to be a limit how much you can scare them. Says what Vaitis. So we love hated hated Gzeidah Shavah. Says the Gemara. The Gzeidah Shavah Mufne for Gemara, and the Gzeidah Shavah has to be extra words. Mufne means extra. Now there's two kinds of Mufne. There's three kinds of Gzeidah Shavahs, but there's nothing extra. But we learn from each other as long as you have no questions. Or Mufne Mitzadecha means that one word is extra, and the other word is not so much extra, but still you know you could ask. And then there's Mufne Mishnei Zdodim. Mufne Mishnei Zdodim is extra. Then you can't ask me any questions in Svara because that's what the Tater. Why did the Tater write this word in both places to tell you this din and that from
Kashas? Mufne means there's no other use.
Mufne means extra. Yeah, you don't need
it. It's available to be used.
That's right. Now you have to say the Gzeidah Shavah is Mufne Kodiloi Mufne Mifrach. If it's not Mufne, we'll ask the question we just asked. There's a Chumr over here. How can you learn from the Kulas over there? Over there, maybe you give seven, but over here, because it's Om Chumr, we'll limit to the two Chakiras and that's it. La'ai. Okay, the truth is, Afnuyim Mufne, it is extra. Why? With the Havelele Mithra could have written with Darshu, with Chakru. Instead of saying with Darash to Hate it. Why? You want to teach me the number of Chakiras. So why is it with Darash to Hate it? Just say with Darshu, with Chakru, with Darash to Chakarta. And then you'll have two as well, and don't use the word Hate it. So why do we use the word hative? Why Dafka use the word hative? The Shani Krabi the Buriya hative. Shmavna Lafnuya. Says the Gemara Rakati Mufnus Al Echru. Not all three of them are extra. Bishlai Mahanav Tati. The two psukim where it says with the Rashta hative. You're right. Could have said with the Rashta v'chakarta instead of using hative twice. I teach you that's extra. But the other pasuk where it says where we learn three, where it says with the Rashta v'chakarta hative. What else could he have used? You had to use the word hated because we need three. And there's only, you already used the Rashi, you used the Chakarta. So it's not extra anymore. So how do you use that in Gzeshava? Bishlai Mahana Tadi Mufus extra, Mishun Havel Mithavi could have written with the Rashi of the Chakarta, he used the word hated, fine. Ela'ina, the Dacha, Ina Dachas, we're over there, my Havel Mithavi, he said with the Rashi of Chakarta, really, and you want to learn three? Hoksiva, Kulu, Ray says everything there, everything. But Hosanami Afnuyim Mufnus extra. Mid the Havilah Mitzvah, could have said, Dorash Tidrish, Echakar Tachkar. If you want to have three, you can say, Vidorashta, Vichakar Tachkar, or Vichakarta, Vidorash Yidrish. So you can have three without using the word hative. Why did the doctor use the word hative? To tell you, use the Shabbat to the other two haters. The Shani Krabbit, the Buddha behative, the Taylor changed around, use the word hative. Shabbat, Afnuyim, it's extra. This is three. Not as I remember, but usually it's two. Says the Gemara, but also okay. So all we know is in these cases, and not all Arba Mrs. Bezin. How do you know the most about Chenik? Here we're talking about Skila by Avodah Zarah, or we're talking about Sayif by Inan Dachas. How do you know the other two forms of Mrs. Sreifa or Chenik? Also, you have seven Chakiras. Something strict like skila. You have seven chakiras, make it easy to get the guy off. Surely chenik, which is so lenient, surely you have make it easy. So you learn out of chenik from skila and from sayi, because chenik is the most lenient form of punishment. So surely we make all. And what about nisrafin? Nisrafin, you learn kavuchaymer from nisqalim, which is so strict, and yet you have chakiras. Surely nisrafin, which is more lenient, will also have the chakiras and try to get this guy off. We're going to learn later. Who holds skill chamur? But Rav Shimon, who argues, I'm a slave of chamur. Rav Shimon actually holds slaves of chamur. Maybe take it by slave for like the Bas Koyin. Maybe over there you don't do seven chakiras. You only do whatever. My equal member. Elom Rav Yehuda says, you know where you learn from? Vihine, according to Rav Shimon at least, you learn from Vihine Emes Nochem. Vihine Emes Nochem. It says a number of times, and every one of these psukim it says at the end, Vihine Emes Nochem, Vihine Emes Nochem. To the psukim it says. Like you said, over there to learn out what do you call it? Srafan as well. Because extra. Freddy Gemara, this is how it works. It says, Vihine, Emes Nochen. Emes Nochen is another two. Emes Nochen, two. So you have 11 chakiras now. Emes means you turn out to be true. Nochen, it's right. What do you mean it's right? Because you worked out, there's nobody to find him liars. Hochat today, so you have 11 total, adding the Emes and the Nochen twice. Sheba, you need for Sheba Chakiris. Dal, classic, the Sheba, leave three, the extra words for Xeda Sheba. And Pashal Chadu leaves one. What's the extra word? Rab Shimon, tell Rab Shimon, according to Rab Shimon, who holds on the Srafin, is the strictest to tell you that Srafin also has these Chakiris. Lasuin the Srafin. New Rabbanon, who don't need it, what do they do? Because they hold that Nisrafin is cow, so you can learn a Kavachimer. Madras Kila, you have Chakila, surely Nisrafin. Milsa, the Asa, the Kavachimer, Tarbakash Lakra. Megadiv Borabahu laughed. Ema, La Suya Shmei Chakiris, who told you that it's extra for Srafin? Maybe Takadar 8 Chakiris. Stam Velt asking a question. What else can you ask? We exhausted every possible moment. Every, you know, which mitzvah, which year, which month, which day, what else is there, which hour? How can we shmein lechakidus? Says the Gemara, Allah Malay, why not? But Ika, there is La Suya Bekam, but so you can ask him, it was 11:30, 11:15? It was possible. I mean, just try to think of it. There was a sundials where they had the people looked at the sun, and yet they were not only able to ascertain which hour was, they can ascertain which minute it is, which is unbelievable. In one b'raisa it says, "Hoye boy kin oisim b'shmeinu chakidus." So maybe that's the action. Nochan hayno serafrim. Is honichal a bayu in Gemara Pesachim? If you remember in first period we had a machlekes there bayu. We never had a machlekes. That machlekes a bila meir. If Adam toy b'shtei shoyz, you know what time you stop eating the chametz and all that. How long a person makes a mistake and also gzeida yema meunin. Is a libra that a mayor, according to a buyer, according to the mayor, holds ain't odom toyev leklum. There's no tolerance for a mistake, which means we have to ask you what minute it is. Or even according to a hachlisha nami damar odom toyev mashahu, or a few minutes shopping. Ella buyer libra Rabbi Yehuda, buyer comes Rabbi Yehuda amar odom toyev chati shah, a half an hour. So let's say it happened whatever time it is, you can go half an hour both ways. So it's really all you need to know is the hour. You don't need to know that half an hour because it doesn't help you. Especially according to Rav, Dama Tov Inch Tuva, a lot more, an hour, 2 hours, Ma'ikel Meme. So what's your question? What are you asking? Maybe it's the eighth chakir. There's no eighth chakir. El Asuri become the Yevul. You know what? Which Shmita in the Yevul, in the series of in the Yevul, the seven Shmitas, which particular Shmita was it? Pretty much, Hayne Beza Shvu. What do you think we asked? We asked already the question, which Shmita was it? El Asuri Beza Yevul. Which Yevul was it? Was it this Yevul, the previous Yevul? V'idach. Wait a minute, everyone knows Yevul.
No, but for a guy to come in with ages, that it was the second cycle of last.
No, it's 50 years ago. 40 years ago it happened.
You've got to be aware of what...
This is the concept of cold cases. This is the first cold cases.
In civil cases, the murder cases, even with witnesses will tell you the truth. They said, for instance, it was a rainy, cold, and grey day. It was a sunny, beautiful. They didn't mean to tell you.
Okay. You're right. But the best know that. The Kiva and the Amma be'ezah shvua le'boi be'ezah yevul. The other one says, no. This is not a proper question. There's no way that we can assume that people are coming now for a maisa that happened
45 years ago.
Yeah, a long time ago. Rabbi Yisi says that you don't have so many chakiras, you have much less, only three. You say you have to have dafka seven chakiras. The guy comes to the court and says, yesterday Reuben killed Shimon. Are you going to go through the whole exhaustive process and ask him all seven chakiras? No, because you know what he's talking about. So what do you have to ask him? Which mitzvah? Just ask him which day was it? You know, which day and the three things he says, which month, which day, and which what I am, and what where it was. Are you going to ask him which shmita, beiz shana, which year, beiz chayid, which chayidish, bekam, chayidish? No, it sounds like from you that you're very pedantic for no reason. You say you have to know which day, what hour, and which place. So according to you, you're also being pedantic because you're saying you always have to ask these questions. What if a guy comes and says, today Reuben killed Shimon, you can ask him which day? Obviously not, because you know. Obviously there are dinim that the Torah wants you to go through a series of questions. It's a process. You have to follow process. You have to ask these series of questions, even though we know the answers. We need to ask these questions. You also admit to that. If a guy comes in today, you're not going to ask him what day it is. You have to, because that's your process. It's redundant. That's the Jesus. Omer l'vorecha, mi shabav, omer ach shahar, today I killed him. Omer l'vorecha, you can ask him, beiz ha-yoyim, beiz ha-shah, beiz ha-mokhi, you can ask him which day, he just told you it's today. El avgav yoy tzarech l'min, let nevaz, you believe there's a process, you have to ask a certain question. So the same thing with us. We hold up seven questions you have to ask. Rav Shimon Elazar, like Rav Shimon Elazar, who says that you have to... That's what Rav Shimon Elazar says. That's what I'm saying. It. The reason is the more questions he asks. Yeah. That's right. But you're right. That's exactly what Rav Shimon Elazar says. Masina said, you move them around to get them unsettled. But that's exactly right. What I'm saying is, you agree that you have extra questions which are redundant because it's part of the process. So we have more questions. We have seven. Is Avagav Lo Tzarich, Ramin Alek, Rav Shimon Elazar, we do like Rav Shimon Elazar. But Rabbi Yaisi, what's he going to answer? Emesh Hargushkiach. If a guy killed somebody yesterday, it's common that the Edim run and following more to court. To say that happened just now, you're already in court. That is highly unlikely. So it's not.
We saw her outside. Came running straight into
okay,
the court.
Okay, that doesn't happen at all.
Right on the street here.
Okay, then a couple of questions we ask him. I ask him, Makita Mat Moshe, do you know if he's the eater or going to victim? I'm talking about him. Makita Mat Moshe, what are we asking him? Do you know Nochri Harag or Yisrael Harag? Who was the victim? Was the eater or was he a goy? Hasisim boy, did you give Masra? Kibul Olav Hasra? Did he accept the Hasra or not? Hitir Atzmei Lemisa. Did he say, I know that I'm going to get killed, but I don't care? Did he have to say that? Hey, Miz Betoykinadibo, did you kill him Betoykinadibo Hasra? Was it 10 minutes later? Because he can say, I forgot. If somebody worship his order, we ask him, "Miss me, Ava, what kind of a zodah? Lifoi Rava, the Markulis Ava. Was he doing the avodah zodah? We'll see later what it is, or Markulis. Uva me Ava, and what particular avodah was it? There are certain avodahs that are common in all avodah zodah, like zibuah, kitter, nitzach, shtachava. These four avodahs of shechting or of roast, of being mocked at the fire or libations or prostrating yourself. These are common in all avodah zodah. Then you have the individual avodahs." How do you know the concept of Asra in the Torah? Now, what do you mean, how do you know? We said before, it's a Svarish, how do we know that you didn't do it by mistake, thinking that you're allowed to do it? That's in Asra. What's more, it's coming in. So, we're talking about Talmud Chacham. We're talking about Talmud Chacham, and according to Machlekes of Talmud Chacham, needs it. One opinion says you don't need it because it was only given to tell, but it's a Shagig Lamezid. So, but our other pin holder, you still need to have straw. How do you know that has straw you have to give?
To see if he's a
Ganafah Moritz. Oh, that's right, yeah. Or the question is, how do you know the Hasra has to be Turkey to Dibu? Shenemba says, the Ish Asha Yika Chesachois, if a guy takes his sister, Bas Aviva Basim, the daughter of his father and his mother, the Ro'es Ervasa, and he saw her Erva. What's his idea? Is he has a relationship which is illicit. So, what's the gay that he saw? Otto Beria Talia Milsa. The reason why he's chai for his sister is because he saw. Is that the problem? They must point out to him the Isser over here. He has to see that it's an error, and he said, I don't care. So therefore, this is, and therefore, talking about Kaddish. The Eibishter knows what you had in mind. We don't need it. The idea is, to tell you all Hasra, you have to point out to him what he's doing so he cannot later say, oh, I didn't realize whatever it is. Imeina inyan the Kaddish, no inyan the Malkus. It's to do with Malkus or Hasra. Okay, we'll stop here.